Welcome here for another edition of A Few Minutes With, and this week we're going to special teams, and we got Brett Curran, the Broncos starting punter, one of the rookies that's come in and contributed so well for the team this season. Brett, thanks a lot for coming on. Now, for a little background on Brett, Brett played at Toledo, which is in the mighty Mid-American Conference. You should know who they are. They just beat Michigan in the Big House this past weekend, 13-10. But I got a question for you first. Okay, now Toledo is known as the Glass Bowl. Mm-hmm. Why is it called the Glass Bowl?
Because back in the day, Toledo, they were the Glass City capital. And yep. So that's how they got the name.
I got something to add to that, though, too. Toledo's one of the oldest stadiums in the MAC. And in the 1930s, it was built. And it was actually a project headed by Franklin Roosevelt to employ workers during the Depression. Then they actually changed to the Glass Bowl in 1946. So,
nice.
Yeah, little history there.
History buff.
So we got a lot of questions from fans, so we'll just go ahead and dive right into those. The first one comes from Shiloh in New Effington, South Dakota, and he asks, do you and Matt Prater ever compete in any kicking contests on the practice field?
No, we don't. Coach O'Brien, he's pretty strict about that stuff. And, when we come out to practice, it's time to practice. And, Matt works on his specialty kicks. And I work on mine, but we always try to have a little competition in what we're doing. So,
just a side quick question: is it hard for punters to go and try to kick off or kick field goals, or vice versa?
Yeah, I mean it's harder for either or, just because it's such a different motion, the kicking motion compared to the punting motion. So it's hard for a kicker to go punt or a punter to go kick. So.
All right, this one comes from Josh in Mount Vernon, New York. He says, "I heard you were a very good soccer player in your early years. What was your inspiration to give up soccer and take up football?"
It was just a matter of circumstances that happened at my high school, and I just didn't really have a passion anymore to play, and I loved the game of football, and I always wanted to play college ball when I was younger, and eventually the NFL, and so I just followed my dreams, followed my passion, and God's brought me here.
Now, earlier this in the preseason, you had a tackle on a punt. Actually, not a tackle on a punt. You took one for a first down.
Yeah.
And so this one is maybe a question aside from just punting. He says, how often do you practice tackling the punt returner?
Not very often. Maybe once or twice a month when we have pads on. Mm-hmm. You just kind of go through it in your head. It's just a matter of cutting down the angle for the returner, so you can just delay them, so your other guys can come back and help you out.
All right, just two more questions, Brett. This one comes from Mike in Denver, and he says, since becoming a football player, what other positions have you played other than punter?
Back in high school, I played wide receiver, and we had a really great running back in high school and rushed for a bunch of yards, so I didn't really see many catches or anything mm-hmm. like that, so I just decided, I'm just going to focus on kicking and punting during practice, and that really helped out a lot, being able to focus and practice for that.
Did you try to maybe convince the coaches at Toledo to try out a wide receiver at times?
No, I wasn't even bothering with that. I tried for some fake punts, try to get in that situation. But during practice, you just stay focused on your punting technique, kicking technique, whatever you're doing.
All right, this is the last question, Brett. It comes from Chance in Alder, Ohio, and it says, I heard you were recently married. Uh-huh. So what has been the harder adjustment, adjusting to life as a pro football player or adjusting to married life as a newlywed?
I love my wife to pieces, and we've been dating for 2 years before we got married. Mm-hmm. So from when we got married, everything was great. Training camp was tough because I really couldn't see her a lot, but adjusting to pro football was definitely a lot harder to than married life. She's great. I mean, she's been supportive and everything like that. But out here, it's a daily grind, and it's staying focused every day and working to get better.
She's been able to handle the busy schedule you have as a pro football player?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, but she's always there for me when I come home, and she makes some amazing dinners, and we're able to sit down and just talk about the day, and it's great. She's amazing, and I love her to pieces.
All right, thanks a lot for coming on, Brett, and make sure you log on to DenverBroncos.com next week for another edition of A Few Minutes With. Thanks for watching.